You know, whoever would have thought when we started buying personal computers back in the late 80s and early 90s that we would create the IBM that Apple Computer was formed to bring about an end of? Whoever would have funk it? How many of you remember the ad that launched Apple? The Super Bowl ad, 1983 Super Bowl, 1984. You remember this?
Today we celebrate the first glorious anniversary of the information purification directives. We have created, for the first time in all history, a garden of pure ideology, where each worker may bloom, secure from the pests of a contradictory force. Our unification of force is more powerful a weapon than any fleet or army on earth. We are one people, with one will, one resolve, one cause. Our enemies shall talk themselves to death, and we will bury them with their own confusion. We shall.
On January 24th, Apple Computer will introduce Macintosh. And you'll see why 1984 won't be like 1984.
It's the most famous television commercial ever made. It used to rank number one whenever they would TV Guide would have the greatest television commercials ever. The 1984 spot would come up. Did you catch the dialogue? I mean, I'm just listening to it just now going, are you kidding me? Now, the dialogue, now, look, I'm a fanboy of Steve Jobs, okay? All right, Barrett, I'm coming out of the closet. Before you can jump in and go like, Miniature, are you a fanboy? Yes, I am. Yeah, and I know what a jerk he was. I've always been a fan of the Mac and the Mac story. I mean, the Mac story is an American success story. Steve Jobs, Steve Wozniak, computer, garage of Steve's adopted parents. He would have been aborted. Adopted parents in Cupertino, California, created the Apple, and then which was, as at first was a great phishing, P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G, phishing device. And then the Apple One computer, which was a homemade kit. Basically, that you could buy at a Radio Shack or something like that. And then the Apple II. And then when they made the Apple II, that's when Apple Computer really took off. And then in 4 years, it took them 4 years to develop the Mac OS, what we call the Mac OS today, based largely on a technology they had seen at Xerox's PARC Development Center in San Jose. In any event... Look at now, by the by, Steve wrote that commercial. That's his handiwork. He wrote it and he hired the then very not well-known Ridley Scott, who had a couple of movies to his credit in 1983. Can you name them? Alien, and Blade Runner. That's what Ridley was known for. Steve hired Ridley Scott to direct this thing. The board of Apple Computer was hopping, screaming mad over this because Steve wouldn't let them see it because he knew that they'd try and screw with it. And so he let Ridley film it in London, in England. At the, the Fox, oh gosh, what's it called? Whatever that soundstage is. Maggie, the one that we passed leaving Ivor Heath in outside of London where we stayed with the sisters. Massive studio compound. he didn't let any of the board see it until the day before, the week before it was supposed to come out for the Super Bowl. And they all wanted to change it. In any event, the Mac was supposed to take out IBM. Here, Mackie put the text in the chat room that no one's in today at crusadechannel.com/chat. Now, just think of what you're hearing and think of, okay, so when we were buying personal computers in the early, late 80s, early 90s, we were thinking that, yeah, you take that IBM, you take that Big Brother. Who would know that Steve would die and this homosexual maniac, Tim Cook, would take over and would sell Apple down the river, and me and you along with it. And that's exactly what Tim Cook has done. Thank you, KV. Pinewood Studios. Here is the dialogue. I'm going to read it to you as you listen to the spot here. See if Steve Jobs was prescient, if you will.
First glorious Today we celebrate the first glorious anniversary of the information purification.
Today we celebrate the first glorious anniversary of the Information Purification Directives.
We have created, for the first time in all history, a garden of pure ideology.
We have created, for the first time in all history, a garden of pure ideology.
Where each worker may bloom, secure from the pests of a contradictory force.
Now, this is the whopper. Where each worker may bloom, secure from the pests of any contradictory true thoughts. Sound familiar? Are you getting this?
Communication, of course, is more powerful a weapon than any fleet or army on Earth.
Our unification of thoughts is more powerful a weapon than any fleet or army on Earth. Are you getting the creeps now? This commercial was made, again, to take out and to put Apple on a playing field with the world's largest company at that time, which was IBM, International Business Machines. The personal computer was supposed to, this was Steve's vision, was supposed to liberate us from IBM, supposed to liberate us from the deep state. It has now done the exact opposite. And he predicted it with the Apple 1984 commercial in 1984. Our unification of thoughts is more powerful a weapon than any fleet or army on Earth. Can you say we're all in this together? We're all in this together.
We are one people with one will, one resolve, one cause.
We are one people with one will, one resolve, and one cause. What's our will? Defeat the virus. What's our cause? Defeat the virus and be safe and stay home.
Our enemies shall talk themselves to death.
Our enemies shall talk themselves to death, and we will bury them with their own confusion.
We shall prevail.
We shall prevail.
On January 24th, Apple Computer will introduce Macintosh, and you'll see why 1984 won't be like 1984.
Now, me, as a 22-year-old kid watching that commercial, young man, watching that commercial, I didn't have the money to buy a Mac when it came out. They were like $6,000. That's like $30,000 today, man. That's real money when a Mac first came out. But they had them at Kinko's. It used to be Xerox stores turned Kinko's, and you can actually go and rent one by the hour. So I'd go rent. I physically did this. I actually went to these stores, and I rented Macs by the hour just so I could play around with them. So I've been using a Mac computer since 1984. I've refused Winblows. I couldn't stand Gates from the moment he reared his adrenal chrome, suckling, guzzling, Planned Parenthood lineage head. Still can't stand him. Now I know that he's devil incarnate. I double secret probation. Can't stand him. But where are we supposed to go? I want to keep the Mac. I love my Macs. I still love them. I can't stand Tim Cook. I can't stand what Apple is doing. If Steve were alive, this never would have happened. He'd have told him no. Just as he always did, he would not have been controlled by Obama. You know, there's a very, if you read Walter Isaacson's book, now you are all agreeing in the chat room. God, Mike, that commercial is creepy. That's what's happening today. Steve predicted it. But what an irony, though, guys, that he didn't really predict it so much as the reason we got the Mac and then the PC, the personal computer, was because of Big Brother. Even in the script, if you read the script for the 1984 commercial, the guy that's on the screen is a British actor. I can't remember his name, David something or other. Not very well known. He is Big Brother. In the script, it says Lila, I think, or Lisa. I think it was Lisa. Lisa throws the hammer at Big Brother. Also notice in the commercial, what does Ridley have? All of the young men that are in the auditorium are all what? Shaved heads, same color garment on, every single one of them with numbers. They're just numbers. I mean, folks, that is a prescient piece of art there that was created in 1983 for Apple computer. Now today is being used against us. I mean, it doesn't get any more prescient and creepy than that. And I thought about it for some stupid reason. I know what it was. I thought about it when the latest news was out about Apple building in the COVID-19 trackers into the iPhone. You know that my iPhone keeps it harasses me every day now. Minute charge, please. You need to upgrade. I'm like, I'm not upgrading. You can't make, I don't wanna. You can't make me. My iPhone is now being throttled down. This is Junk Bond said they were gonna do to me. They're now throttling it down and making it run slower. So I'll go like, oh, maybe if I upgrade it, it'll run faster. It's a ruse. So just think about the moment that we live in. It's not a movie any longer. The dystopian movies are all now coming true. We have out-of-control governments. We have police forces that are doing things that none of us ever thought that our LEOs would do. We always questioned whether or not the Oath Keepers would actually keep their oaths. We now know, look at Minneapolis, look at Detroit, look at Texas, look at Virginia, look at Louisiana, look anywhere you want. We now know that LEOs, law enforcement officers, will not keep their oaths. We now know whose side they're on, most of them. We also now know that, well, this only makes sense because, again, they were chosen, they were raised by American parents in American homes. They went to American schools. They graduated from American colleges. They were trained by American police departments. This is the best we can do, folks, and it's not good.